Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hi there, Tom here for more Radio Breakfast. Welcome to our Shane Ritchie special. This is our conversation with Shane soon after he left the I'm a Celebrity castle, which, by the way, we did record with him before the news broke of the very sad passing of his great friend, Dame Barbara Windsor.
Tom, Lou and Jack, the best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More radio.
I promised you a treat for Friday. I promised you a legend for Friday. I promised you an I'm a Celeb campmate for Friday. I promised you Shane Ritchie. And here he is on More Radio Breakfast.
Good morning. Oh, only because you couldn't get hold of Vernon Kay, I was available.
Listen, you're our favourite, mate, and you know you are. Pal, it's been a little over a week then since you left the castle.
Exactly a week now.
Exactly a week. How are you feeling, mate? How do you feel now physically and mentally?
Tell you what, Jack, getting used to having a big double bed again, because as you know, those who watch the show, when I first got in there, it was me, AJ and Mo. We had our own little circle at the corner of the castle. And then Russell came. When he did his trial, he broke his tooth. So then I gave him my bed. Here's the thing. I gave him my bed thinking everybody would rotate, use a hammock, use the bed, use a hammock, use a bed. So Russell then gets comfortable, doesn't move out of my bed. So now I'm stuck. I'm stuck with Vernon Kay, who has to sleep on the floor because there is no bed or hammock big enough for him. So I'm stuck next to Vernon Kay on a hammock for 2 weeks, mate. I don't know if any of you guys, Lou, Jack, if you slept on hammocks, they're great if you're lying by on a beach and you're laying in for a couple of hours under the sunshine. But freezing cold in the castle was horrendous. Just coming out now and sleeping, wow. Little things like sleeping in the bed and running water that doesn't smell like smoke. It's the little things that you forget about. Oh, and of course the wife.
Yeah. Not only have you got a bed, but you've got a rather attractive woman in that bed as well, Shane.
Yeah.
Now, you did mention just now about the heating or about how it was freezing cold. We have been speculating about, you know, the castle. There have been all sorts of rumours. But was it heated? Was it really as cold as we were led to believe?
You know, you're saying it. When I came out, the first thing Christy said to me was like, oh, Shane, it wasn't as cold as you made it out to be. Because, and I'll tell you what didn't help was Vernon walking around in his shorts, but only because his thermals didn't fit. But it was it was absolutely freezing. And what they used to do, they were very clever. In the evening, because we didn't go to bed till about 4:30 in the morning.
Really?
By the time a lot of people do, because we had no concept of time. The only time we knew was when Ant and Dec came into this, live into where we were at the castle, because we thought it must be about 9:45, 10:10, because we always knew the show started at 9, just by because we were fans of the show. So then at 9:50, they'd come in, announce who was doing the trial, and say their goodbyes. So we thought, right, it's 10 o'clock. Let's try and keep this in our head, guys. It's 10 o'clock. Whoever did the trial went missing for between 2 and 3 hours.
Oh, wow, so it takes that long.
Yay. Oh, guys, you have no idea. Because when you go to do the trial, it doesn't just happen. Because of all of the COVID and the 2 metre distance, we had to go out, put masks on, and all of a sudden, we were out of our bubble. And don't forget, where the castle was to where the trials were, we had to go in a buggy. Then you'd walk in to the studio where Ant and Dec were, which was quite a way away from the castle, but they made it look like it was part of the castle. And then Ant and Dec on camera would explain the rules, and then they'd leave. So then you'd come back from the trial, which was like 3 hours later. But then you'd have to wait 45 minutes for the bell to go, for the dumb waiter to come down, for the food to arrive. And then when the food arrived, it was another hour and 20 minutes that you could cook it. So we weren't eating until about 4:30.
Wow. Oh, my God. That is extraordinary.
I know, we knew this. And the other thing is, right, guys, is then we would go to bed and then the heating would come on because it was freezing. But all they were like overhead heaters. If we weren't getting out of bed, what they do, they would turn the heaters off. So you were forced to get up and go and sit around the fire. And so the only way you could get warm was to get logged in the fire and sit around the fire. And they were brilliant how they did it. You know, because sometimes they'd say, right, Shane, can you get out of bed? I'd go, shut up, I'm not going anywhere. And they'd turn the cold air and the cold air would come in. Oh, it was brilliant. We were controlled there. We were like guinea pigs.
Right, let's talk food, Shane. The eating trial did was just, it was just horrendous. First and foremost, first question, what was the worst first thing you put in your mouth?
Well, I can't remember what the first drink I was. First one, if I remember right, guys, was all right. Second one was the Critters. And that ferments at the bottom.
Oh.
And it just sits. And you have to drink it. And then they're buggers because they say you've got to finish it. And it just sits at the back of your throat.
Oh.
And it's like a thick, out-of-date porridge, but with Critters.
Yeah.
But the worst one was the shredded cow's heart.
Oh. Even them words make me want to puke.
It, and it was like flesh. It was just going down the back of your throat. And, mate, that's what tipped me over the edge. I remember you coming out, and Jessica, after we did it, and Jessica feeling really ill, and her throwing up, and me having to hold her hair. 12 hours later, I was ill, and I was laid up for 3 days in bed.
Oh, that bad was it?
Right, here we go. Let me clear this one. This is where the Phantom Piddler thing started.
Well, but this is what we need to know, because the Phantom Dribbler... Right. Now, if anyone listening didn't watch the show, where have you been for a start? Because it was absolutely brilliant. The ladies in there were accusing one male campmate of being a bit loose with their piddle when they went to the toilet and it went on the floor. And everybody, Shane, was saying it was you.
Because I spent the most time in the toilet. But as soon as I explained to them I was sitting on it, all the girls went, oh, my God, it's not Shane.
Right.
And then I thought, right, and funny enough, I spoke to Vernon about this. He said, Vernon, was it you? And he said, I promise. Now, I thought it was, but him being like 8'2", it was a long way from where he needs to go to the toilet to what he needed to aim at.
He can barely see down there, can he?
he kept saying, Shane, whatever you do, please don't say that because Tess won't like it. You know what Tess is like. And I'm going, oh, but it's all right for you to say it, and it's all right for Christy to think it's me. So then we kind of worked it out. And I said, well, it wouldn't be me because I'm sitting on the toilet. And also having daughters and Christy's constantly, you know, saying don't do it. And we don't do it. And we thought there's only one guy that lives with blokes in a flat in London. And, of course, it's Jordan. And once we pulled... But you just know when someone's lying, don't you? His face went red, and all of a sudden he started doing a bit. No, it weren't me. I didn't do it. He started getting all northern on me. No, be silly. It was you. It was Vernon. It was AJ. It was and it was him. But he kind of admitted it was him.
Right, well, there you go.
On more radio.
World excuses. Right, listen, this is what we're going to do, Shane, because in a minute we're desperate to have a game of sing-song ping-pong with you, a game that you know from listening to me and Tom for all these years. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to give you quick-fire questions each that we've always wanted to know about the castle or about what it was like, and you've got to answer them super, super quick. Are you ready?
I'll go first. I'm having to go first.
Okay.
What do you get for breakfast and what do you get for lunch? We never see it.
Rice. So all you get is rice.
Just rice.
Both meals.
But, mate, I didn't eat the beans. It's just boiled rice. And what we used to do the night before, whoever won the trial, I would get up in the mornings and chop the fruit or boil the fruit and put it with rice.
Okay.
And all you got for lunch was rice.
Are you glad you went to the castle or would you secretly prefer the jungle?
Great question. When I thought we were going to the jungle in January, Christy and all the kids were going to come with me. And when they said the family can't go with you, I was kind of thought, well, I'll still do it. But I was a little bit more reluctant. And then when it eventually got pulled and they were talking about it being in either one of the Balearic Islands or somewhere, maybe Tenerife or Lanzarote, one of them. And then that got pulled. Then how about this? It was supposed to go to Scotland.
Oh.
And then it got pulled all together and then they said it was going to Wales. And I thought, well, if I get kicked out, I can be home for the school run.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Shane, it's obvious that you all got on in there. We know that. And we've seen the stories afterwards about WhatsApp groups and everything. I know that you loved every one of them. If you're a betting man and you put money down on which one celebrity you think you would have the longest term friendship with, which celebrity would that be?
Wow.
That's what you get from me. That's what you get from the lad, Richie. That's what you get.
Jack, stop getting so aggressive.
He's very aggressive, isn't he? I think probably Vernon. Yeah, Vernon and Jordan, I think. And Mama G, because we knew each other, like Christy and Mama G are good mates, and they came to our wedding, we went to their wedding. And funny enough, Ruthie Henshaw's just left a message on my phone this morning. So, yeah, there's a few of them. And Mo said he was going to come up to the school next week and do a running thing for my kids at school.
Oh, lovely.
That's nice.
That's nice.
I think there's a few. And Dame Derbyshire, I'm meeting her next week. that's a difficult one, Jack, because I think after being stuck 3 weeks, you do, you know, form great bonds and we shared something that will never happen again, you know.
Good for you, mate. Right, listen, we've got a little treat for you, Mr. Ritchie.
Thank you.
Did you really play one of mine and Tom's old radio games, Sing Song Ping Pong in the Castle?
Mate, the amount of times we sat round the fire and they'd say to me, oh, Shane, can you come up with any ideas? And, you know, when I used to do the school run, when I listened to you guys back in the day, and we would play along. And I remember just sitting there. And, of course, Vernon and Jordan were talking about their time as radio DJs. And I went, well, yeah, but did you ever play this game? And I mentioned Sing Song Ping Pong, which, of course, you and Tom used to do and I used to listen to all the time. Well, we played it, and the amount of giggles, mate.
We're going
to
play with you now. Let's have a game of Sing Song Ping Pong. Here are the rules. I'm going to start. I'm going to sing a bit of a famous song. I'm going to choose a famous song at random. Shane, you'll then go next. You've got to sing a line from a different famous song. But...
Oh, I'm going to the toilet. Hold on. Give me a second.
But you have to include at least one word from the line that I sang. And then Lou will go next. She's got to include one word from the line you sang.
Good luck, Lou.
There we go.
Let's play a sing song.
A ping pong. It must be love, love, love. Sing song ping pong, Shane.
All you need is love. Sing song ping pong.
Oh, I have one.
Come on,
it's
Lou.
Gone.
Come on.
Oh, I have one. No, hang on. Baby, I love the way. Is it your way? Your way. Baby, I love your way.
Oh, we'll let you have that.
Sing song, people.
Baby, I love your way. Love.
Come on.
So shut up. I've had a brain fart here. Baby, I'm taken by the notion. Sing some ping pong.
I'm taken by the notion. Sitting by the dock of the bay. Sing some ping pong, Shane.
I'm sitting on top of the world. Sing some ping pong.
He's got the whole world. And he's got the whole world.
We're going back to our war songs now, aren't we?
War song's got hands in it, for crying out loud.
Five.
He's got, I've just got to get a message to you.
Okay.
Sing something.
Oh, good one.
Wait.
We're going to start speeding it up. Five. Four,
I've,
three,
I've,
two,
yes,
one.
I've got to go here now. Forget
I've
it.
I've got to go here now.
All right, I'm out.
You're out. Right, Shane, it's your turn to start. Away you go.
Any song, Shane?
Summer loving, have me a blare. Sing song, ping pong. That's a
summer.
Tough one. Come on, Lou.
Summer.
I've got this in the bag.
Four,
you're panicking now. Come on.
Three, two, one.
I can't do
She's
it.
Out.
It's Jack versus Shane Ritchie. Oh. This is classic. The loser
ready,
has to eat a cow's... No, let's not go. Jack,
well, I am
Jack is going to start. Jack, choose a song.
Jack.
Every breath you take. Sing some ping pong.
Take on me. Sing some ping pong.
Me and you... We used to be together. Sing some ping pong.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Yes!
Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. Sing some ping pong.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Five.
Mrs.
Jones.
And
four.
And
me and...
Three.
No, Mummy.
Two. One.
No. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies.
Sing some ping pong. Jack, say it out loud. What's my name?
You're the king of sing song ping pong.
Yes!
It's King Richie.
I'm having a panic attack. I've gone already. I've got a flush going on.
So go on then, Shane. You just come out of the castle. What does Christmas and then like the new year, what does that hold for you?
Yeah, well, it's the first Christmas I've had off in years because I was either doing EastEnders storylines or doing Panther, but from January the 5th, I go back into everybody's talking about Jamie at the Apollo where I play Loco Chanel, who's the drag queen.
Cool.
So I've dropped two dress sizes, which is lovely. So they're going to have to take my dress in. And I've got to get back into a 6-inch heel. So I'd love you. Come as my guest, Lou, and of course, Tom. And Jack, come down and see me and all your lovely listeners. Hope you come and see it and open January the 5th at the Apollo. Everyone's talking about Jamie.
Well, we're all busting to get out there and get back to the theatre support that
mate,
industry.
Tell me about
listen, get online. Everyone just Google the show and let's try and get some tickets and see Shane Ritchie doing his thing.
Everybody's talking about Jamie, featuring Shane Ritchie and a whole bunch of talented people as well at the Apollo in London in the West End. Mate, listen, we thank you for giving us your time because we know everybody's wanted a piece of you and we're very, very thrilled that you chose us and our listeners, mate. You're a good one, Shane Ritchie. Don't ever change.
Thanks, Jack.
And give Christy a big kiss from me.
I will do. I will do. Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Lou. Thanks, Tom.
Shane Ritchie!
So, hope you enjoyed that. Thanks once again, then, to Shane Ritchie. What a legend. What a lovely guy. Big thanks to him for coming on the show so soon after he left the Army Celebrity Castle. That's it for this episode. We're back with a regular format next week. Make sure you share and download the podcast. Spread the word if you can. We're back on air at More Radio weekdays from 6.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.